This is URN.
We are talking about university rape culture. Does it exist? What is it? And has it got worse? And is it a crisis at the moment? A very serious topic and something that I hold quite close to my heart because I have had friends affected by it. University should be one of the best times of your life. We're told this constantly. You're independent for the first time, you're surrounded by new people, new experiences, and new knowledge. For many, it's a time of exploration and self-discovery, and lots of hangovers, I'm sure, for most. For others, however, the experience isn't so pleasant. A new report from The Revolt, Sexual Assault, and The Student Room lays bare the brutal scale of sexual violence at the UK universities. It's an American issue, it's across campuses across the world, but specifically, because we are talking from Nottingham, I'll be talking about it from a UK perspective. So, it seems that the majority of the students are not having a brilliant time at all. A total of 4,500 students from 153 UK institutions responded to the study. This is the first consultation of students of this scale for around a decade on this issue. The statistics are incredibly shocking. 62% of students that responded to the survey, and these were graduates in the past 2 years, as well, had experienced sexual violence. 62%. That is over two-thirds, which is absolutely shocking. That is a majority at that point. If a majority of students are being sexually assaulted, there is certainly an epidemic, and I'd go as far as saying that's a crisis. What we're talking about by sexual violence, that means groping, harassment, unwanted touching, coercion, sexual assault, and of course rape. That can be anything on that scale, that's 62%. Out of that 62% of the respondents of this survey, 8% of female respondents said they'd been raped at university. 8% is a massive, massive margin. That's double 4% of all women in England and Wales, the Office for National Statistics estimates. This statistic of 4% is what, on average, the people in the country believe that 4%, by current trends, 4% of women in Britain will be raped at some point in their lives. However, it's 8% at universities. It's a disturbing culture that is pervading campuses across the country, which most female students agree is sadly part of their university experience. I know certainly many people that will accept that they will be groped or harassed, or there will be unwanted touching at some point in the university career, and that's simply not acceptable. Personally, I've had lots of people that have got in touch about this, and I'm going to play you some Nottingham students' responses in a second. I've had a friend who has had their drink spiked, and sadly that's a relatively common experience. I'm sure if you're listening, you will know somebody that has had their drink spiked. Perhaps you will have had your drink spiked. I spoke to a close friend who'd recalled her drink had been spiked. She described blacking out after 9 p.m. not conducive with the amount of alcohol that she'd consumed up till that point, waking up the next day with no idea what happened. Another friend remembers being taken home by a stranger after asking for directions and recalls nothing beyond coming into her own flat. We have no idea what happened. Perhaps, thankfully, she doesn't remember. Another example is one friend described her experience being sexually assaulted in the toilets of a local club. It was the second night of Freshers' Week and she was out with her friends. She willfully kissed a guy, but after she tried to walk away, he followed her and pulled her into the toilets. He began to undo his trousers. She said no, but he was persistent. Luckily, her phone rang. A concerned friend was searching for her and managed to leave the cubicle. But the experience was certainly a somber introduction to university life. These are extreme cases, not to mention the amount of times that me and my friends have had to stop overly handsy men or take our friend away from a predatory club goer. This is a consideration and a concern that women at university have all of the time. But these are just a handful of experiences from people that I know from one university, from 1 year. This demonstrates the sheer number of cases there are across the country. There is an epidemic of sexual assault at UK universities. You will, I know, listening, if you're at university, know someone that will have had something like this happen. And the fact that every single one of us knows someone like that, it's too many. It actually makes me incredibly angry and very upset because I have had friends close to me that this has affected. Rape culture is getting worse. It's becoming normalised. And I'll be talking later in the show about the recent Warwick news, about the WhatsApp group chat of the students that are being allowed back to Warwick, which is frankly disgusting. The Nottingham incident that happened last summer. These incidents that came out, which means there are so, so many other things that have happened and just haven't made major headlines. So I'm going to start with just discussing some comments that some of you guys had to say about rape culture at university, particularly the University of Nottingham.
I think the biggest issue with Rape Culture University's committee and usually on nights out with the way men behave towards women. Speaking as a man with quite a few female friends, every night I have to restrain some weird creepy dude from trying something on with one of my friends when they're obviously not consenting, and it's a shame that it happens in this day and age. I think men need to appreciate boundaries more and respect women, and sadly it's not happening. However, I think there are increasingly also a high number of guys who would never do anything like that and would step in to help their female friends, and I think that's good too in some ways. I think it's important that those men continue to uphold strong moral values.
I think you have to be careful using the word rape culture, because I think in a lot of minds this implies that the culture is always men attacking women, which I don't think is the case. Although I agree there is definitely a culture of men inappropriately touching or speaking to girls, particularly on nights out, which I personally have experienced most times I go out to nightclubs. But I know that it also happens the other way around, and I have good guy friends who have had girls force themselves upon them and touch them inappropriately too. I think there's definitely a culture of sexual assault and harassment at uni.
I think rape culture at uni kind of portrays itself through sexual harassment and sexual assault towards women. I've been involved in a incident where I think I could have taken things further in terms of reporting it, in terms of sorting things out, but I was very aware of the fact that there's kind of a culture of just moving on from these things, and I think that's how rape culture presents itself at university, not necessarily just in rape cases, but in an attitude that these are things that happen pretty much daily, and that's something that's having very negative impacts on women and men at the university.
That's just some of the people that have been brave enough to share their stories with me. There are so many other stories, and there are so many other students that don't even want to share, but it's a shocking statistic, and it's something that we can't lay down about, and we really do need to tackle. Does this mean that university is a hotspot for harassment and rape? Perhaps some would argue there are more chances for it to happen, more nights out, drinking plays a massive role certainly, lines are more blurred when casual sex is more commonplace, and this is the culture and attitude towards sex at university, and in a lot of cases it doesn't appear to be changing. But that doesn't make it right or acceptable. Having a seminar in the morning should not constitute being able to sexually assault someone. That's ridiculous. It's worrying that some of the boys who are studying to become doctors, lawyers, scientists and teachers think that it's acceptable to take advantage of a girl regardless of her consent. It's disturbing that they find it amusing to encourage girls to drink to the point when they no longer can refuse to have sex with them. And I think this is something that really is very interesting. Rape culture at university doesn't necessarily need to be rape fully. It doesn't necessarily, by using that term, it isn't everybody that will experience rape culture will be raped. A large percentage of that, 8% of women at university, will be, sadly. But rape culture is bigger than that. Rape culture is pressuring girls to drink too much, as I said, until the point where they cannot say no. Rape culture is allowing misogyny to be commonplace at our universities, which is the opposite of what it should be. Universities are a place where learning and thought should be the foreground. The people at university right now will be the people that are leading our country in the years to come, and they're currently raping and harassing our women, and that is awful. Why is there rape culture, I think, is the question. Some people that argue against the idea of rape culture at university say that, well, rape has always been the case, and just because it's now being more commonplace, social media certainly, Me Too movement, that kind of thing, is making it more visible, but there was rape culture back in the 80s, the 70s at university. And I'd argue it doesn't matter that it existed in the 70s or the 80s. It exists now, and we need to do something about it. Just because it has existed in the past, that's like saying, oh, well, racism existed back in the 50s, while it shouldn't exist now. We need to eradicate it. It's not an excuse. History isn't an excuse for what has happened. Rape culture is being groped at a bar. Rape culture is shaming a woman for having too much sex or too little sex. It's things that we know aren't right, but groups of men and some women do partake in it readily on a night out. I've seen it myself here at Nottingham clubs. Particularly, I think a lot of sports teams get a very bad rep for it. There's certainly a culture of masculinity and manhood surrounded with rape culture, and it's simply false to suggest it doesn't exist, because it does. I'm going to talk a bit about reporting. The figures are even more shocking. So as I told you before the break, 62% of women will be raped at university or have a sexual assault in some form, whether that's groping, harassment, along those lines. 8% of women will be raped at university, and these figures are too high. They're even more shocking when you look at the low reports of rape in general. So only about 15% of those who experience sexual violence report it to the police, and that's across the country, not even at university. It's even lower at university level. Only 6% of respondents reported their experience at their university, and only 2% felt that they were both able to report and were satisfied by the reporting process. That's shocking, and we are letting our students down. This has such a big impact on students, cannot be overestimated by any means, alongside significant consequences for self-confidence, mental health, social life. Many students simply feel unable to continue their studies. A quarter of respondents to this survey who'd experienced sexual violence, so the 62%, said that they'd skip lectures and tutorials or drop their modules to avoid perpetrators. 16% suspended their studies or dropped out altogether. People, and mostly women, are dropping out of their education over this. It's awful and frankly a crisis of our times, and we're not offering any support or stopping. The perpetrators are being let back into seminars and lectures or whatever it may be, a walk around on campus. And these poor women, it's stunting their lives, something that they had no control over. An attack, a singular attack on them when they were 18, 19, 20, puts a stop on their lives at 20 because they couldn't go to university any longer. And one of the greatest experiences of your life, which should be university, is taken away from these women. And the figures, I'm sure, are bigger than 62%, are bigger than 8%, because people don't come forward. There are so many people that are having their lives taken away from them, and we're doing nothing about it. It's awful. More needs to be done. Many students will be miles away from home, living alone with no idea where to turn to for help. When they do seek help, many hit a brick wall. Their trauma is exacerbated by the reporting process. It's very traumatic. At least one reporter said that their complaint was brushed under the carpet. And I've seen that time and time again with people that have reported not necessarily rape cases, but harassment, groping. It's very hard to prove, so it tends just to get brushed under the carpet. It's not a university priority, which baffles me. The parallels with the student mental health crisis here as well. Isolated from existing support networks, met with obstructed processes from counselling services. Those supposedly responsible for pastoral care, which should be the university, we have tutors in place for this. Many students slip through the cracks. This shouldn't be happening. If this happened to you, perhaps it has, would you know where at the university to turn to? Because I don't think I would. I don't think it's clear enough. There's certainly things in place, but I just don't think students are getting the support that they deserve. Students need to know what to do in the event that they're sexually assaulted. We should obviously be trying to prevent this rape culture, but in the event it does happen, they not only need to know when they've been sexually assaulted. One statistic showed 56% of all students believe that their experience, quote unquote, was not serious enough to warrant reporting. It's important for students to be aware that any experience of sexual violence is worthy of their time, attention and resolution. For the offender, that may not mean expulsion or prosecution, but in help learning how their behaviour is wrong and affected others. The fact that we've conditioned our women into thinking, it was clearly something I did, I was wearing quite a low-cut top, I'd drunk quite a lot, whatever it may be, is not only stopping women reporting things, it's not validating their pain, it's telling people that, oh, it wasn't serious enough, get over it. That's awful. We should be supporting these women, not telling them they're wrong. That's victim blaming, and that is certainly not what we should be doing. It's awful if it's to any women, but particularly students. If it's happened to an 18-year-old, a fresher, somebody that's been living at home, and now we're suddenly victim blaming and telling them it's their fault and not offering any support. And the fact that university girls are more likely to be raped than any other demographic in the country of any women, why are we not putting things in place? This education should start before students even get to university. Schools and universities should be working together to provide it. Some institutions already provide consent workshops. Our university feminists are looking at getting consent workshops to freshers. But this isn't widespread and it needs to be rolled out far, far wider. Informal discussion groups where students are educated on consent, grey areas and more. They should be rolled out across the country, particularly in those institutions where casual misogyny is considered to be the norm.
Hareem Ghani, women's officer at the NUS, says the prevalence of porn and digital media is part of the problem. It's a deeply concerning situation, she says. Sex education in schools is dire, which means young people who've watched porn don't realise it isn't a realistic portrayal of sex. They then go to university without basic knowledge of issues like consent. Then there's also a much wider culture of misogyny. Jokes about women's bodies, slut-shaming, which perpetuates the problem because it encourages men to behave in a hyper-masculine way and women to be the cool girl doing things even if they don't want to.
I think she hit the nail on the head. And I'm not discussing at the moment the effect of porn on relationships and consent. Perhaps that does definitely have a factor, but it's education. Consent is not discussed about enough. It is perhaps in passing conversation at the pub or on the bus, but it should be a formal education. The fact that consent isn't compulsory in all PSHE classrooms is very, very confusing. That would be an obvious thing, and I think a lot of schools do it, but it needs to be more widespread. The university has a duty of care to their students. Investing time, money and energy into adequate services for those who have been sexually assaulted should not be optional. Universities, ours included, should be ashamed they're not doing more, and now is their chance to get it right. That's the issue. That's the more wide issue of rape culture at universities, particularly in the UK. So, what happened last week? I'm sure a lot of you will be aware. I'll give a quick rundown of the story. We're talking about Warwick. Megan is a history and politics student, not unlike my degree, myself, at the University of Warwick. She's named in a Facebook group chat where rape threats have been made against specific women at the university. Two students were originally banned for 10 years over that group chat. However, their ban has been reduced after they appealed and now are returning later this year. And it's all about, and I won't go into details because it's quite graphic, but it's essentially joking and actually suggesting raping a number of girls that are all named in this list, which is, of course, completely disgusting. To its credit, Warwick University has called their actions abhorrent and unacceptable. However, they don't seem to be, because the hashtag Shame on Warwick has gone around virally this week, particularly among university students. I myself have shared it, that they're letting these students that have done this back. And it harks back to my point about the fact that these women are at university, they still have to carry on with their studies. And the fact that these men who have threatened to rape them by name, talked about them in such an aggressive way, talked about them and said abhorrent things about them. And of course, as I would be, I'd be very, very fearful to walk on campus and see them. And these girls are having to go through that. So Megan, who was one of the women that was mentioned, quote unquote, "I work on campus, so I've not worked any shifts this week. I haven't been to any seminars and it's really difficult for me to be on campus at the moment. For the past 10 months, with the investigation ongoing, I've been incredibly anxious and upset, and I've really suffered with my mental health. With this week's news, I'm more angry than upset, so that's why I'm speaking out." The other female students in the Facebook group have also suffered with the process of reporting the incident to Warwick Uni, saying it was time-consuming, tiring, and frustrating. It's an incredible trauma, and it affected her university experience massively last year. She didn't go to any of her lectures or seminars and affected her degree because that was the exam season. Warwick University came back to Megan's statement and said, "The behaviour shown by the individuals concerned goes against all of the values of us as a community. We are sorry that a decision as the result of our processes has upset so many members of our own community and beyond." It adds that the appeal was over the length of the ban, not the severity of the offence. Certainly, I would say Warwick University hasn't looked after these girls. Megan feels that Warwick History Department has been very supportive, but overall, as a university, has been let down. And this, sadly, may have been what makes news. It's not an unusual case. A lot of universities, I think, don't even have the services put in place to support women like this. She said, "I don't think anyone higher up in the institution has got back to us. I think it's appalling. I think they haven't really looked after our girls at the university particularly, and the people mentioned in particular. It's very upsetting to see an atmosphere on campus right now. What upsets me is when people say it's just banter." And this word banter, we're going to go back to a lot. It's very important. This is what is being used as an excuse. So it's just banter. It's just joking. These girls are really, really fearful. And after disciplinary action taken by the university, five students were suspended and two were banned for 10 years. However, four of the five men initially suspended are rejoining the class in 2019. This is what everybody is in uproar about this week. There is a petition going around to have them banned from university completely. And this is just one example of this is just one case at one university. And this is what I was saying when I was reading out these horrible stories about what's happened to my friends. I've only been at university for a year and a half, and I can list off on two hands occasions and people that have talked to me and how they've been affected by university rape culture. The fact that I can do that, and I am just one student, I'm lucky that I have not personally been affected by any of the issues, but my friends have, and that makes me angry. And I think it should make us all very, very angry. And it should make us uncomfortable, and it should make us want to talk about it. The Warwick case is one case, but I can guarantee those WhatsApp groups exist at Warwick University, they probably exist at Nottingham, they certainly exist at Oxford and Sheffield Hallam. They exist everywhere. They exist at universities, and this is not okay, and we need to talk about it. There certainly is an uproar. I'd actually say the issue is not with suspending these two men. It's trying to stop things like this happening in the future. It has happened at Nottingham. Last year, as you'll remember, Florence Boots became a subject of headlines across the country when graffiti was found across the wall in the bathrooms of a hall scrawled "Uni girls love rape." And I was incredibly disappointed because I love Nottingham. I'm such a fan of the university. I love it here. And I've never come across personally anything like that. And so to see that by one of our students was awful. This is Emily, who lived in Florence Boot last year when the whole crisis occurred.
Indirectly, I've been a witness to it because I was in Florence Boot last year when some people, like it went unnamed, I think, wrote in tissue paper, "Girls love rape," in like, so it was a shared bathroom hall, and it was in one of the shared bathrooms. That did create an atmosphere of like rape culture at uni, a moment in my university experience where it was definitely highlighted close to home, quite literally, because it was in the halls I was sleeping in.
This is not an unusual take. Some people felt very, very offended by it and actually felt very fearful in halls. A lot of people that had applications to apply for Nottingham last year saw this news and decided not to because they didn't feel like it was safe. Which is very, very sad. I spoke to Ruby Harrison, who was our women's officer last year, about the Florence Boot case, and I feel like this is so prevalent. I talked about this less than 6 months ago with her, and it's already happened again in another UK university. We seem not to be learning. These cases seem to be keeping coming out, and the real case is, how on earth do we stop it and what do we do about it? Only 6 months ago, and I'm almost certain that a case will come out in the next 3 months or 4 months or however long from another university in the UK. This is happening everywhere, and we need to speak about it, and we need to have things put in place by the university. This is me talking to Ruby Harrison about the Uni Girls Love Rape crisis.
So the news that broke, for those aren't aware, the Uni Girls Love Rape toilet graffiti. And so this was broken on Thursday. It got to the BBC. It got very widely spread around, and quite rightly, there's been uproar about it. Wondering what your stance is on it, and if you've been approached by anyone to sort of deal with issues. The thing I was very happy about is I was worried that when I saw it, I thought people were just going to sort of take it as, oh, I don't know, say boys will be boys, or it was a joke, and sort of sweep it under the rug. But I've been really happy with how angry people are about it, and how actually it's potentially uncovered this whole subculture of sort of rape jokes and rape culture. And I was interested to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I was really, really shocked when I saw it. It's disgusting, and, you know, part of me couldn't believe that someone would do it.
Yeah.
But also, like you say, the whole idea of kind of the lad culture and rape jokes being just sort of, you know, a bit of a laugh.
Something that you hear, yeah.
Yeah, is something which, you know, I knew goes on. And I think, so yeah, part of me was shocked, but another part of me kind of wasn't so shocked. And I think that's something which Queenie, the president of the feminists, has really said, is that, you know, what this does is kind of expose a lot of what a lot of people might kind of think is just a joke.
Yeah.
But like you say, I have also been really kind of pleased about how shocked people are. And, you know, not just girls, but also, you know, lots of male students I know who've also kind of said how disgusting this is.
Yeah, the university population as a whole seems to have turned around and gone, this isn't our university, this is not how we want to be portrayed.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I saw sort of on Twitter when this was posted was a lot of people kind of replying saying, this is making me reconsider my decision to go to Nottingham, which I think is a really serious point to kind of address, because I can see why it would sort of make you, especially if you were a student who was about to be going into Florence Boot,
if you were concerned, exactly,
you might kind of think, is this the sort of place that I want to go? So I think it is really important for us to really take a stand and say, this isn't what our university is about.
It's something that happens at a lot of unis. And because it's broken here, it's being attached to Nottingham, but certainly it isn't an isolated event in Nottingham. News broke in Warwick earlier this year about the there was a club, an all-guys club, that had issues going along with it. Exeter had similar issues. And so is it the fact that it's a university culture, or is it something that we need to... How do you think we can combat it, and how do you think we can quell it?
I definitely think, yeah, it's not something that just happens at Nottingham, and like we saw with the sort of racism at Trent thing, what tends to happen is this stuff goes on in all sorts of universities and all sorts of places elsewhere as well. And then when it happens and it becomes a big news story, especially a national news story, that then people are very sort of quick to pin it on that university, which I think really what we need to do is think about the treatment of issues like this in universities in general and in society in general. I think the problem with rape culture is something which is kind of throughout society and at university. I think people are still young and people might not have really thought about these issues. I know loads of people who hadn't really thought about those issues before they came to university. And in a lot of aspects of kind of pop culture, the idea of sort of rape is seen as a bit of a joke, even if, you know, and the people making those jokes, no one would say that that means that they would rape anyone, but the kind of idea of it, the kind of idea of like blurred lines and like not being sure about consent is really pervasive.
Yeah.
And that's something which I think just comes out in things like this. Obviously this incident is much worse than a lot of things, but I think it's all part of the same kind of idea that rape is something to be laughed at, whereas obviously it's not something that we should ever be laughing at.
That was myself talking to Ruby Harrison around 6 months ago about the Uni Girls Love Rape crisis. I think it's quite telling that that was 6 months ago, and that conversation could have been had this week over the Warwick situation. 2 years ago also, there was a very, very similar situation in Exeter over a group chat. There's a recurring theme and it keeps happening. And until we change and talk about it and there's education, it's going to keep happening. As I said, at every single university, there will be something like this. It just hasn't made the news. There will be a group chat at this university that I'm at, sadly, that will have some form of rape culture. Rape culture happens at Nottingham. Rape culture happens at Oxford, at Southampton, across the country. It's an epidemic. And it should be the university's priority. The fact that helping women from sexual assault or preventing sexual assault at university is not a student's union priority is a travesty. And that really does need to be sorted. We need to discuss with the uni what we need, what support we need to move on. Women should not be not going to seminars and not going to university and dropping out of their studies because of one event. Poor women are stopping their lives at 18 in many cases and stunting their potential education further because one man took advantage of them. This is a crisis that is nationwide. We've experienced it here in Nottingham. Warwick are experiencing it very recently. But we need to talk to everyone and discuss, actually, it's not okay. It is certainly a university's right and duty to take care of their students. They need to invest time, money and energy into adequate services for those who have been sexually assaulted should not be optional. Universities, ours included, should be ashamed they're not doing more, and now's their chance to get it right. The kind of education should start before students even get to universities, at schools, rolled out across the country, particularly where casual misogyny, which sadly I've seen at this university, is considered to be the norm. Casual misogyny is still so rife and hear it daily, and people are just so numb to it that they don't even realise. To conclude, rape culture is a thing. It's undeniable at this point. I've had friends that have experienced it, and I know that you will if you haven't yourself experienced it. Rape culture is an issue. It's an epidemic of current times. Campus rape culture is here, and we need to deal with it, and we need to stop it happening, whether that is calling to our universities or calling out to our peers, or if you want to report something. We need to be vigilant as a student population. It's our duty to make sure that everybody feels safe. And the universities themselves, particularly here at Nottingham, need to take charge and step up and say that this is no longer going to be happening. Thank you very much for joining me. I've been Catherine Embry. You've been listening to Femme Nottingham.